WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District has a new transportation director. The school board last night, without discussion, promoted Assistant Director Warren Lampier, who joined the district last July. Before the personnel action, Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board that they continue to make progress with the district's new bus and campus time schedules that started last month.
Actually, we've been having lots of small group interaction at various schools. Some bus drivers today. I think overall the feeling is that the bell schedule change has been a positive one. We still have a few things to work out, but really, all in all, we're moving in the right direction. I feel good about those changes and the way that the staff is responding to, you know, any issues that do come forward, where we're still being responsive to those.
The background of the new transportation director includes related experiences in the Army, private industry, and a school district in Idaho. There are more than 105,000 registered voters in Brazos County as early voting for the March 6th primary starts this morning. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock reminds voters that they've moved the downtown Bryan location to their new offices, which used to be the tax office across from the courthouse at William Joel Bryan in Washington.
In Texas, you do not pre-register. We have what they call consider an open primary. You don't make your declaration until you go to cast your vote. So even if you've voted in one party primary in the past and want to vote in a different one this time, just when you go to the polls, they'll ask you which primary you wish to cast your vote in, and you just make your declaration at that time.
Voting hours today through Friday are from 8 until 5, Saturday from 7 until 7, Sunday from 10 until 3, and then next Monday through Friday from 7 until 7. Sample ballots and additional information are online at brazosvotes.org. Two people placed on probation for crimes in Brazos County are now headed to prison.
Almost 7 years ago, in March of 2011, Bryan police responded to a report of a car driving off a street and running over a 16-month-old girl. Youngster was taken to a Houston hospital with injuries that included a broken thigh bone and a cracked shoulder blade. The driver of the car, 28-year-old Princess Walker, entered an agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, where she admitted to violating five conditions of a community supervision agreement during the last 4.5 years. The deal allows Walker to serve 3 years in prison instead of 10. Walker's mother, who according to police grabbed the steering wheel from her daughter and turned the car off the street, entered a plea agreement where she admitted to injuring a child by criminal negligence. 46-year-old Vanessa Walker has completed a 13-month sentence in a state jail prison. DA's office reports the child has made a complete recovery. On Valentine's Day, a Brazos County judge ruled that a Bryan man convicted of felony drug possession had violated his community supervision agreement. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Charles Ogden, who had contested the charge, violated five conditions over the last year and a half. The judge sentenced Ogden to 10 years in prison following an arrest by Texas A&M Police, which began as a traffic stop in Northgate almost 3 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It is 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620 and stream us online anytime, anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount, when available, ends February 28th.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hi, I am Melissa Buis, and I am running for Brazos County District Clerk. Public service is my passion. My dad, Chris Jaloski, was a police officer with Bryan PD for 30 years, and he instilled in me the love for public service. I strongly believe that this passion and my 22 years with Brazos County make me the standalone candidate in running for Brazos County District Clerk. Please vote Melissa L. Buis for Brazos County District Clerk in the Republican primary.
Paid political advertisement by the Melissa L. Buis campaign.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:11. Weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy, breezy, and warm today. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs 75 to 80. Some showers and thunderstorms tonight, turning cooler. Lows will be 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow. Highs near 65. Chance of showers tomorrow night. Lows 50 to 55. Cloudy for Thursday with a few showers. We start to warm back up. Highs Thursday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops. The guys looking to bounce out of a two-game losing skid. Coach Billy Kennedy on tonight's matchup against Mississippi State.
It's good to be back home again. Hopefully we'll see the ball go through the net a little bit more than it has on the road from shooting the ball. And we got to do a better job defensively against some really good guards against Mississippi State. I think collectively they've got probably the five best guards in our league, most athletic guards, and going to do a good job of hopefully keeping them out of the paint.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up as he's going to preview the matchup. And, of course, Robert Williams, a big man for Texas A&M, will also be hearing some from him. Aggie baseball is going to be in action tonight against Stephen F. Austin. At least that's the plan for right now. However, Aggie softball has moved its matchup with Lamar to March 28th because of the pending thunderstorms. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, they're pending, all right.
Yeah, they're pending.
They'll be here. Probably, actually, we get a reprieve until about noon or so.
Okay.
And after that, then...
just as long as I don't have to walk around in it.
Well,
you know.
Or you can run around in it.
No. We're not going
to
be running.
I was going to say, I have to be out and about this afternoon, and it's going to be no bueno.
Oh, we have to be out. By the way, guys, I want to give a big shout-out. This is something I'm looking forward to. This is going to be a blast. Our very own Chelsea Reber is going to be participating in a local Dancing with the Stars competition.
Oh, get out of here.
I am. So Health for All is in a nonprofit organization here in town, and they are bringing back their Dancing for the Health of It event.
Oh, wow.
It is going to be March 24th, and I and another Brian Broadcasting employee, Catnip, over from Candy 95, have been chosen to participate.
Well, y'all are going to dance with each other?
No.
Oh,
thank goodness.
Because
he's short.
He's not. I think you could say diminutive, couldn't you?
Diminutive.
Short.
So, no, actually, it's pretty cool this year. It's just like Dancing with the Stars in the sense we have professional partners.
Oh, wow.
Goodness. Yeah, they are pairing us up with poor souls from the Texas A&M Ballroom Dance
Club.
Okay,
sure. Familiar with them, right.
Yes, and so I actually met my partner yesterday and had my first lesson.
All right.
And his name's Jacob. He's a student at Texas A&M. And I'm very excited Well, I'm nervous because I'm so competitive and I really want to win. So I'm nervous because I want to do really well.
Now, when does this take place?
So March 24th is the event.
Okay.
And Susan Quiring, who's one of our listeners, Susan. Yep.
Right.
She is. She's kind of helping coordinate the dancers and the celebrity dancers. And so I met her yesterday for the first time, and she kind of took me through the ropes, and we're figuring it all out.
So, if I can inject a personal note,
sure.
I forget how many years ago it was.
Apparently, you were supposed to compete in something.
Like I was.
Really?
Yeah, she told me about this.
Yeah, first annual. So, now, in this case, it was couples, so I was going to be dancing with my wife. And actually had an accident and cracked three ribs.
That's what she said. You injured yourself.
I injured myself.
Not just dancing.
Okay. just so I wouldn't have to be in that.
Right.
Anyway.
And sneezed hard.
Listen. I remember every time I sneezed when that happened.
I'm
sure people who have had that situation. Yeah. But anyway, so that was the reason I didn't get to. So I am so glad to hear, first of all, that it's coming back.
And that they didn't ask you.
Yeah, right. And secondly, the fact they're going to use professional dancers.
Yeah, so this is going to be pretty cool. Because I spoke with Logan Lee over at TechSags the other day,
okay.
And he won the last one that they did.
All right.
So he was, you know, of course, bragging, as Logan does. But him and Katie, his wife, they competed as a couple. And so I was happy to hear that we actually got, you know, semi-professionals or people who at least know what they're doing to dance with. And my partner, Jacob, is taller than me.
Which is
really good news
because
you know, I'm on the radio. Not everyone knows how tall I am.
Right.
And they just picked partners for us before, you know, actually seeing us and meeting us.
So,
we haven't picked a song yet, and we're still kind of working out even maybe what dance we're going to do. But I did learn some steps and some moves yesterday.
So you've already gotten on the practice court.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, 5 weeks, not even.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, crunch time.
Now, you know, we'll certainly be there to cheer you on. There's no doubt. But by the same token, you did bring up your competitive nature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there can't be any trash talk.
Oh, to catnip there will be, absolutely.
That's okay, but not to other people.
No, and so they also have asked some people from KBTX.
We definitely need trash talk to that.
And there's a few others. Actually, I think the way you win is you get people to donate in your name.
Okay.
So listeners,
that's right.
I was about to say, because you're not going to be relying on me and Scott to donate.
They open up the event online, I know the website is up, but they haven't allowed people to actually start voting per se or donating. But I think you can purchase tickets already. So if you're interested in going to the event, again, it's March 24th. I believe it's out at the Hildebrand Equine Complex.
Wonderful.
Is where they're going to host it. So
you're going to be dancing on a hard surface. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would make it really tough if she had to do it in the arena.
No. They have conference room, or not banquet room.
It's really nice out there.
It's really pretty.
Fun. Okay.
So I'll keep you guys updated.
Okay. Yep. Excellent. Yeah. And if she's coming in wearing a boot one day, we'll know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or complaining how sore she is at her practice. Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll see. All right. So is curling on tonight? Do we know?
I don't know. I'm not watching it since they've got dopers in it.
Well, it's
just ruined the sport.
It's a risky. It's not like one of our guys.
Today, curling.
I know. Again, I don't know why you need to dope to curl.
Oh, curling was on this morning.
Was it?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Missed it. Dang it.
You know, here's the deal. Is crowd demeanor during this, okay? Because, again, it's more like golf than it is anything else. I mean, when they start a track and field event, I mean, people are yelling the whole time. When they do bobsledding and luge, people are yelling the whole time. Why do they have to be quiet during curling?
Yeah.
It was invented in a bar, for goodness sakes.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
It's like shuffleboard.
I know,
okay.
It's like shuffleboard.
But it's on ice.
Yeah, okay.
That's
right. Okay.
I mean, they say it goes back to the 16th century, but that's crazy. No.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, no, no.
Okay.
So, I mean, why aren't people yelling, "You're the man," you know,
right,
as he gets ready to roll that thing out?
Yeah.
Shazam!
The other thing is that they all say the same thing, even though they speak different languages.
True.
I mean, they just make some sort of a guttural, exactly.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
All curlers,
I'm totally agreeing with you.
All curlers must wear two different types of shoes.
So they've got,
They have one shoe which is called the slider, okay, which is made with a Teflon sole.
Okay.
It is worn on your slide foot and used for sliding.
Which would make sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I mean, to go ahead and use the terms we all understand, that's so you can slide out of the hack to deliver the curling stone down the sheet.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. The sheet is, I guess, you know, the ice.
The ice.
The other
playing
shoe
field, we
called a
say.
Gripper. That's right. We got your slider, got
and
your gripper. Yeah, which is worn on your hack foot.
Okay.
Which is the...
your grip foot?
No.
Your hack foot.
It's what you push as you come out of the hack.
Okay.
When you're delivering the stone. Sweepers use the gripper shoe to get more traction down the ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to fall if you're a sweeper.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Or then, ever.
But you've also got a cleaner there, too.
Yeah.
The sweeper and a cleaner.
So there's four total people on a team?
I have no idea. I don't know. No, there's just three.
You seem to know. You seem to be awfully knowledgeable about this, Scott.
Well, I was watching the other day, and there was the guy that pushed the stone, and then there were the two sweepers. That's but three. Then it seemed like there was one more person kind of in the target area.
Back there. Yeah, could be.
He was on their team though.
But
don't
I think
they
so.
Have like the refs or something that are hanging?
Oh,
out
then there? Maybe. I don't know. I thought he was. I thought he had a team shirt on.
One of them fell, I think.
Oh no!
Yeah, somebody like tripped
but
over.
But then there's something. You know, mixed doubles. There's only two.
Yep. The other day they had to measure. They had to bring out this old device. Device, which they've been using since, you know,
kind of like bringing out the chains in football.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he
or
just,
the piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He throws out the ones that he's, you know, that aren't going to score
points.
Man, what
an interesting sport.
By the way, heads up, the U.S. will be in action tonight. They defeated somebody earlier this morning.
Curling?
Yeah, and curling.
Ooh, nice.
And so they're going to be in action tonight against Korea.
Ooh.
11:05 p.m.
Home team.
Yep.
I don't know what the game was. I saw a picture of it, but it may have been curling. I'm not sure. That the South Korean female team, all of them's last name was Kim.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, so they turned around and showed their back of their uniforms. It's
well,
like A.Kim,
cool.
S.Kim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is cute.
Okay, got your top trends. You know, fashion, New York Fashion Week.
Was the last week or so.
Or something.
Yeah,
okay,
uh-huh.
So
it was recently.
Just to see how we're doing here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. So these are the top trends.
Okay.
Animal prints.
Okay.
Fuchsia.
Oh.
Okay. Colorful fur.
Mm.
Really?
All right. I have a maroon fur vest.
Okay.
You killed that animal.
I killed that
animal.
Aggie.
How did you find an animal with maroon fur?
No, you guys.
It's
not all
dyed.
Fur.
Okay.
Is it
and
real?
Not all fur is real fur.
Oh, okay.
We don't wear real
okay.
fur.
Long leather coats. Some will be longer than others.
Yeah, we can't do that in Texas. It's
no,
too
not
hot.
Really. Prairie dresses.
Well.
Prairie dresses? Is that like sundresses?
I guess.
Yeah,
I wear kind of like old school.
I have no idea. Shiny fabrics with fewer sequins.
Mm.
Oh, the guy, the skater guy will not be happy about
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
Whatever his name is. Who?
Adam Rippon.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
he likes sequins.
Yeah, well, anyway. So, and... the color orange is apparently big.
Ew. Be careful, though, with your skin tone.
That's right. You have to do,
some people can pull it off. Not everyone.
Tailored pantsuits.
Okay. Won't be wearing those.
Statement tights.
Okay.
What? That,
so,
says,
like a pantyhose or, you know, like a tight is what really
it says bold colors
it.
And wacky patterns.
Okay.
And you're making a statement with it? Is that what? Has that
well, a statement piece is something kind of bold or bright. It's making a statement. So statement tights, yes, would be bold, bright, different patterns, something.
Right. Okay, good for here's something good for fat people, tracksuits.
Oh, tracksuits.
Yeah, and then you look like a mobster.
Nice.
Plaid is in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
lumberjack,
yeah.
Yep, sure.
And floral prints. So
that's
there
you a
go.
Lot.
It is. There are a whole bunch of different ways you can go on that.
Can
so.
Be fat. And it all sounds, maybe if you wear it all at once.
Well, that'd be really outstanding.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of heavy,
print,
though.
Animal print, plaid, leather jackets.
Doesn't happen in Texas.
Oh, no.
723. Mm-hmm.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn Campaign.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You have a look at the weather. It's sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Got some rain coming in. We probably will not have the rain until about noon or so, but after that, not going to let up for a few days. 60% chance of showers this afternoon. Could have a tenth up to a quarter of an inch of rain. And windy, gusts up to 25 to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, an 80% chance of showers. Could get a half an inch. Then we've got a 90% chance of heavy rain on Wednesday. There we could have new rainfall amounts by that would increase by as much as 2 inches on Wednesday. 70% on Wednesday night. Still a 60% as we head into Thursday. Clouds all the way through the weekend, and then the chance of rain elevates to 50%. On Saturday, temperature-wise, we'll still be hanging around 70 the entire week. Right now, winds out of the south at 14, overcast skies, and we have 70 degrees out there.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time. Satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The Los Angeles Times reports the growing tensions between two groups of immigrants. Both groups are in America illegally. The Times introduces us to Sam, who crossed the border from Mexico 30 years ago, illegally. Sam puts in long hours at a clothing wholesaler. His employer, obviously a capitalist pig, doesn't pay Sam very well. And we don't know if Sam's getting a bonus or raise due to the Trump tax cuts. All we know is that Sam is down on his luck. But still, Sam has kept hope alive for 30 years. He's tried to stay out of trouble, waiting for immigration reform to pass so that he could get amnesty. But now Sam is, in his own words, very bitter. There's so much focus on the DACA kids and Dreamers that everybody forgot about his dreams of amnesty. Dreamers were able to get work permits, and people are fighting for them. Sam says the DACA kids definitely have this sense of entitlement. Imagine that. Sam's not alone in his bitterness. Many illegal immigrants are resentful that the DACA kids are getting a pass, and that they're not. Attention's rising in the illegal immigrant communities. Illegal immigrants. Think of that. Anyway, since we're talking about dreaming, here's a dream. Perhaps one day the Los Angeles Times will honestly report what legal immigrants who follow the rules, what do they think, what do they want, if they dare. Don't look for it, though.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County registered voters need to be aware of a couple of changes as early voting starts this morning for the March 6th primary.
You normally cast your vote at the Brazos County Admin Building on Texas Avenue. That location has been moved to our office, which is the Elections Administration Office, and it's 300 East William J. Bryan.
Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says voting times next week have been adjusted.
We did have some requests from voters who would like to vote on their way to work, so we have adjusted those to be 7 to 7.
Voting times today through Friday are 8 until 5, Saturday from 7 until 7, and Sunday from 10 until 3. Something that hasn't changed is providing proof of who you are.
A photo ID is preferable, but that does not keep you from voting. If you are issued a driver's license, handgun, passport, things like that, you will need to show that. If you don't have a photo ID, then there's a list of things that you can bring along with signing a reasonable impediment declaration.
Hancock says the more than 105,000 registered voters in Brazos County will declare their party affiliation when they vote. Additional information, including sample ballots, is online at brazosvotes.org. Business at last night's Bryan School Board meeting included hiring a new transportation director. Without discussion, the board unanimously accepted the administration's recommendation of promoting Assistant Director Warren Lampier, who joined the district last July. Human Resources Director Leroy Morales says Lampier was chosen following several rounds of interviews with an undisclosed number of finalists.
He has guided the department with improvements to our routing system, to our communication process, and also in working with our TransFinder system, and working with our technology department. In addition, he continues to add value by providing strong leadership in the areas of management of the departmental procedures and protocol for not only the routing of students, but also in the areas of employee-related matters. His experience and leadership have been instrumental in guiding the positive changes to our new two-tier busing plan this semester.
Before the personnel action, Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board they continue to make progress with the district's new bus and campus time schedules that were implemented last month. A College Station man is in jail for the fourth time in 6 years after assaulting two people last night. According to the College Station police report, officers responded to a deadly conduct call at the Comfort Suites on University Drive around 11:20 p.m. A female victim who had made prior arrangements to meet 23-year-old William Toops at the hotel was struck in the head twice with a gun before Toops left. A man in the neighboring room went to help the woman when Toops returned to the room, pointed the gun at the man, and got into a struggle before leaving again. Toops ran to the Hilton Hotel where a witness saw him get into a car and drive off. Officers located the vehicle and arrested Toops for two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. March 26th marks a year since a family making their way to their vehicle outside a College Station restaurant were the victims of a strong-armed robbery.
Yesterday, 29-year-old Jeremy Lowry of Navasota in the DA's office reached a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Lowry admitted to waiting in the parking lot of the Wings and More on University for the family to get inside their vehicle. Then Lowry snuck up, opened the front passenger door, grabbed a purse, and ran off. He also threatened the husband who was chasing him. A College Station man has admitted to an armed robbery more than 3 years ago where one of two victims were shot to death. 22-year-old Terrence Johnson Jr. has been in jail since 2 months after the October 2014 incident in North Bryan. As part of a 10-year sentence, Johnson had served more than half the 5 years required to become eligible for parole. Brazos County District Attorney's Office also dropped a murder charge against Johnson in the death of Detorian Peterson. According to online court records, Johnson made a plea agreement that requires him to testify against a third co-defendant, a second suspect currently serving a 25-year sentence for the armed robberies. A Bryan man could serve as little as 90 days and as much as 10 years in prison after admitting to a robbery that took place in Bryan nearly 2 years ago. The DA's office entered a plea agreement with 20-year-old Jaquarius Hightower, who was indicted for an armed robbery that took place while giving the victim a ride home. If Hightower successfully completes what's called a 90-day shock incarceration in prison, then he'll be placed on 10 years probation. A Bryan man arrested in 2014 and 2015 on charges of possessing child pornography has entered a plea agreement in both cases. DA's office reports 49-year-old Robert Lawrence was sentenced to a total of 5 years for 9 counts of having illegal videos and or photos of children between the ages of 4 and 10. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It is 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
I'm Ben Lamond. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond campaign.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and breezy today. There could be a shower or thunderstorm later in the afternoon. It's going to be warm, already warm. We're 75 to 80 later in the day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely to continue across the region. Highs close to 65 tomorrow. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Cloudy on Thursday, a few showers possible. Highs will be 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Texas A&M men's hoops as they're looking to put a stop to a two-game skid tonight against Mississippi State. Coach Billy Kennedy against the Bulldogs.
Good to be back home again. Hopefully we'll see the ball go through the net a little bit more than it has on the road from shooting the ball. And we got to do a better job defensively against some really good guards against Mississippi State.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as big man Robert Williams. Also talking Texas A&M baseball. The guys are 3-0 on the season, but looking to go to 4-0 tonight against Stephen F. Austin. So we'll cover that, as well as the Olympics. All that more coming up in sports.
Time's wasting. You've got just about a week left if you have not entered the Raise the Roof deal that we got going on with Aggieland Roofing. You can win up to $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof from Aggieland Roofing. You can go to the WTAW website, look for Aggieland Roofing, the logo, press that, enter the information. You are registered, but you can do better. Now, you can enter on Twitter or Facebook. Now, here's the deal. For instance, if you share your Facebook page with five people and they register from your link, then you get five extra chances yourself. Same thing happens with Twitter. So go do that, and the winner will be randomly selected Feb 28, so you got a little time. All right, so Fergie said she's sorry.
Yeah.
Caught a little heat there over the very strange.
A little?
Yeah, apparently so, huh?
It was a
jazzy kind of Star-Spangled Banner. She said, "I'm a risk-taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then she said the right thing. "I love this country and honestly tried my best."
Yeah, she did. It's just not a song you take a risk artistically on.
Nope. And, of course, we all remember Roseanne back in 1990. She did her deal. But anyhow, so.
Yeah, it was sweet. So her and Josh Duhamel are no longer married, but apparently he still bought her flowers yesterday. When everyone was just
on her.
Well, she's the mother of his child.
Right, exactly. So very sweet gesture.
So that's very good.
And I've seen a lot of people. Go ahead.
That's
all
right.
No, I was just going to say, I've seen a lot of people say, "You got Fergie. You asked for Fergie. You got Fergie."
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Whoever decided that she would be a good choice for the national anthem, maybe we should put a little blame on them.
You know, the first one to do something unusual, that was Jose Feliciano.
Okay.
A long time ago. Blind kind of a jazz-type guitarist who did the national anthem. And people really, of course, long before social media. So it,
it didn't
go viral.
Yeah,
exactly. Did not go viral.
Quite as much attention.
It was a little, it was his interpretation. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Right. That's 7:40.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Get the steps in.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking. And
there's never just been two guys.
Yeah. Did we have any music this morning in the birthday?
Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna.
We did have a little.
Okay. That it's not going to be
she
that
obviously
way
wasn't listening
morning
then.
Morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure, we appreciate that.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff,
right,
you know,
right,
that's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Please don't stop the music.
So since it's her birthday today, how old is she?
30.
30. There you go.
I'm making my way over to my favorite place. I gotta get my body.
It's a good, beat for working out.
Yeah, it is.
Looking for nobody when you look my way. Possible candidate.
Possible candidate. It's early voting.
Yeah. Perfect. That's called Don't Stop the Music. It's Rihanna, it's her
happy birthday, Riri.
Rihanna wants you to get out and rock the vote.
Rock the vote.
So she's 30. So does that mean that she's an adult?
I would think so.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Okay.
Does that mean I'm an adult?
Well,
I'm not 30 yet.
Sometimes.
WhiskeyRiff.com says this is when you're a real adult. When you buy toilet paper and paper towels before you actually need them.
Oh,
you're
I do
a
that.
Adult.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing in the meantime?
What do you mean by need them? Like I know, and I have like one
when
roll
you
left.
When run out, is
I
what
technically
he's
need it.
Yeah. Okay. Then there's this one. You put a bowl of lemons in your kitchen.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
No.
Your mattress is in the middle of the wall instead of in the corner.
Yes.
Okay. When you buy expensive coasters.
No.
Who does that?
Expensive coasters.
My parents have the only coasters my parents have were given to them.
with like faces on it and stuff, like pictures.
Oh, my mom probably has some expensive coasters.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. When you stop caring about the cost of food. Wow, I don't know when that is. Signs for when you know you're a grown up. And when you're always wondering how you hurt your neck or back.
No. Dancing.
That's coming up.
I always feel
Texas
like
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas. And that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come, fighting to give our veterans the support they need, fighting to reduce the size of government, fighting to improve our schools, and fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George P. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values, and he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George P. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George P. Bush campaign.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Childs Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Childs Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
If you have a teen daughter, how many arguments would you say you've had with her about the modesty of her clothing? Or maybe I should say the immodesty. You and your daughter will navigate that disagreement better if you both understand that the problem goes much deeper than fashion choices. The issue isn't just plunging necklines or tight-fitting shorts. Teen girls are bombarded with mixed and often dangerous messages about their bodies and about their sexuality. Celebrities, friends on social media, teen magazines, they're all encouraging your daughter to do anything she wants, anytime she wants. Speaking of plunging necklines, clothing manufacturers aren't helping parents at all. According to a news report, the 10 best-selling clothing brands design girls' shorts an average of 55% shorter than boys. Shirt sleeves were 36% shorter for girls, and the fit around the belly was 1 to 3 inches skinnier in girls' clothing. Even the fabric was measurably thinner in girls' t-shirts than in boys' shirts. All of that translates into clothing that is shorter, tighter, and more form-fitting for girls than for boys. Protecting your daughter's dignity and self-respect probably seems like a Herculean task for you parents. But hang in there, Mom and Dad. You're not just one little insignificant voice. You're still the most influential presence in her life. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
I was diagnosed with diabetic.
High blood pressure.
High cholesterol.
Terrible acid reflux.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, here in Dallas, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Thousands of people take my Texas superfood every day. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS.
That's 877-55-TEXAS, 877-55-TEXAS, or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. The new year means a new you. Improve your lifestyle, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation. Good morning at 7:50. The new AP basketball poll has been released, and as a result of two straight losses, the Texas A&M men have gone from 21st to unranked. Now, despite the recent downturn, big man Robert Williams knows the Aggs are still in it.
It's kind of getting like it was last year. Like, you feel like people just spreading out, kind of. But we're just trying to keep it together. Outside of basketball, too, keep each other up off of the court. You know, we got players injured like Dwayne. You know, Admon's still battling the injury. Just trying to keep their spirits up and let them know we still do have a chance.
Now, Robert and the guys will try to bounce back tonight when they entertain Mississippi State. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the matchup.
It's good to be back home again. Hopefully we'll see the ball go through the net a little bit more than it has on the road from shooting the ball. And we got to do a better job defensively against some really good guards against Mississippi State. I think collectively they've got probably the five best guards in our league, most athletic guards, and we're going to do a good job of hopefully keeping them out of the paint.
The Aggies sit at 17-10 overall and 6-8 in SEC play. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs are 19-8 on the season and 7-7 in conference. Tip off is tonight at 6:00 with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the women's side of the court, Texas A&M stands pat at number 17 despite a 76-55 loss at second-ranked Mississippi State on Sunday. Coach Gary Blair and the ladies are 20-8 overall and 9-5 in SEC play. Now, I'm sticking with women's hoops, a big matchup last night in Austin where number 3 Baylor topped number 6 Texas, 93-87. Nikaia Cohen scored 24 points for the Lady Bears, who clinched their 8th straight Big 12 title. Elsewhere, 8th-ranked Oregon edged number 10 UCLA, 101-94 in overtime, and 20th-ranked Duke got the better of number 9 Florida State, 79-66. On the baseball diamond, 10th-ranked Texas A&M welcomes interstate rival Stephen F. Austin to town this evening. First pitch is slated for 6:30 over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, I'm sticking with Aggie baseball. Texas A&M center fielder Zach DeLoach has been named SEC Freshman of the Week. DeLoach made an immediate impact in his first weekend, including a walk-off two-run single and the Aggies' 4-3 victory over Rhode Island on Saturday. The Louisville, Texas native finished the weekend batting .467 with 4 runs, 1 double, 1 triple, 1 home run, and 3 RBI. Now, number 6 Aggie softball is supposed to be in action this evening, but that game against Lamar has been postponed because of the thunderstorms, at least, that are on the horizon. That game will be played on March 28th. In Major League Baseball, spring training is in full swing for teams across the country. The Houston Astros are looking to defend their World Series title, and reigning MVP Jose Altuve says his team is ready to go.
I mean, we're really happy that we are the World Series champion, but definitely we really want to do it again. You know, we want to show up this year and with the same mentality, with the same attitude, same chemistry that last year, and don't take anything for granted and go there and make it happen again.
Altuve and the Astros are getting ready in Florida. Meanwhile, Adrian Beltre and the Texas Rangers are gearing up out in Arizona. The club has not been big buyers in the free agent market this year, but Beltre says there's still time.
A lot of free agents out there.
Hoping the Rangers are going to stay busy.
That's the idea. I think every player here would like that. Obviously, we would like to have the best team we can have on papers and figure out how to do it in the field, but I mean, that's players asking.
Rangers and Astros will start their regular season against each other on March 29th up in Arlington. And American siblings Maya and Alex Shibutani have won the bronze medal in ice dancing with an impressive free skate at the Pyeongchang Games. And also, the U.S. men's hockey team has advanced to the quarterfinals with a convincing 5-1 win against Slovakia, leaving the Americans 2-1-1 in the tournament. Overall, the U.S. now has a total medal count of 12. 5 of them have been gold. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by BioSystem Fitness on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
BioSystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
I started seeing Dylan about 2 months ago. I came in for SI joint pain, which I'd been had for like 7 years. And Dylan's technique has really helped me. I'm able to run again, exercise, I'm doing full squats, and I'm living pain-free. And so I would recommend Dylan for anything.
Improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer? And who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn Campaign.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, the Olympics are going on. There's 2,951 athletes there who are the best in the world. Yeah, except maybe one.
Except one.
You see, the premise is built on the idea that pretty much every single Olympian, no matter how far down they finish in the rankings, is an elite athlete.
Right.
Well, there's freestyle skier Elizabeth Swanee. She kind of turns the notion on her head. 33-year-old American has been freestyle skiing since 2013 with a single-minded goal of making the Olympics. Since the American team was good.
Really good.
Yeah, she couldn't do that, so she decided to compete in her mother's native Venezuela.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Before switching to Hungary.
Yep.
Because her grandparents were Hungarian, so that's all on the up and up. That's
you can
okay.
do what your grandparents are?
Yep.
She found a loophole.
Can't throw a single trick in the old half pipe.
Nope.
Barely catch any air, as a matter of fact.
She just kind of skis
back
and forth.
She just
kind of
skis around. And so even the biggest effort was making it to South Korea. In order to qualify, she needed to finish within the top 30 at a few World Cup skiing events. So after competing in the half pipe contest around the world, she finally qualified in December. She went to a Chinese event. While the top skiers in the world went to an event in Colorado, she finished 13th out of 15, which is okay. She still made it because other people fell or certain events simply featured fewer than 30 competitors. So as a result, she was basically able to sneak in. And I guess, Chelsea, you've seen the video.
I did see the video. And she is. She's just kind of going back and forth through the half pipe.
Now, does she at least look athletic, or is she?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's skiing. She's staying upright.
Okay.
But she's not, as Scott said, she's not throwing any tricks. She's not even getting any air.
What's her name again?
Her name is Elizabeth Swanee. And the deal is, again, stay upright.
Yeah.
and just get there.
So, yeah, so she can ski, yeah. Obviously. She had to, you know, place in some of those competitions.
Exactly.
But not, you know, she's not spinning around like the other competitors are doing.
Which brings to the fact that there are some people who were Olympians you may not have known of. Now, you may have known about Johnny Weissmuller. He was a pretty good swimmer, and he was Tarzan. So if you remember him.
Okay.
Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, the Bitcoin billionaires,
oh, yeah.
The Mark Zuckerberg guy.
Yeah.
Okay. They were Olympians, as a matter of fact. Ben Nighthorse Campbell, he was a senator from Colorado, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And he was an Olympian. And so was Dr. Benjamin Spock.
Oh.
Yep. And General Patton. He was also an Olympian. And the guy who played Odd Job in the Goldfinger, who threw the hat,
uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He was an Olympian, too.
Really?
Yep. There you
crazy.
Go. 8 o'clock, WGAW, College.